Chapter 11. I woke up to an alert that someone had just entered my mansion, but I thought maybe it was just Elizabeth on her way back from a mid-morning run. I stretched and sat up in my bed, but I didn't check my phone right away. If it had been an intruder, the house had enough safeguards in place to take care of them, so I just slid my feet over the side of the bed and went to brush my teeth. I had slept later than usual, but I also hadn't gone to bed until 4 in the morning, so it only seemed fair. After Elizabeth and I had killed the Chambers brothers at the Warden's Corp headquarters, we had headed back to my mansion and started to sort through all the files that we had stolen until we passed out that night. The next day I had divided my time between the files and my workshop in the cellar until I finally got a text from Norma to say that she had been successful and was on her way back. I couldn't wait to get my hands on Incubus's DNA, but I had plenty of projects to keep me busy until then, so I didn't even realize how late I worked until Eileen informed me that it was 4 in the morning. When I finished brushing my teeth, I walked back into the bedroom to check my phone, but before I reached my bedside table, my bedroom door opened. Norma walked right in with a smile on her face, but even though she looked like herself, she also looked different. For one thing, she was dressed in a long, silken robe that was tied tight across her narrow waist, and I could have sworn that I saw the lacy outline of some lingerie underneath her silk robe. And for the first time I could remember, her clothes weren't two sizes too big for her, so her robe actually hugged her curves. Her hair didn't look plain old mousy brown anymore, but instead it was a rich, deep chocolate hue with a healthy silken sheen, and her glasses looked perfectly adjusted on her nose. She was even wearing makeup that looked as simple and elegant as the kind that Elizabeth wore, just enough to enhance her natural beauty. But most of all, my brunette assistant just walked into the room with more fucking confidence than I had ever seen her with before. Oh, it looked like she had finally figured out her powers. God damn, Norma? You look...
I know, right?
My brunette assistant smirked.
I want to show you something, Miles.
Oh, be my guest, I said with a grin.
I already dropped Incubus's arm off with Eileen in the cellar, but I picked up a little something for you on my way back home, so I... Well, what do you think?
Norma untied her silk robe and let it fall to the floor at her feet. She had on nothing underneath except for a set of red lingerie. The bra perfectly cupped her generous tits and pushed them up together in a way that just made me want to bury my face in between them, and the lacy underwear were just see-through enough that I could make out the small landing strip of dark hair that pointed the way down to her waiting entrance. Fuck. You look beautiful.
Thank you,
Norma said as she started to walk across the room toward me.
I figured out a lot of things on this trip, Miles, and we can talk about all of that later. But right now, there's one thing that I would very much like to say to you.
I'm listening, I said as I reached out to grab her narrow waist and pull her against me.
It's something that I've wanted to tell you for a really long time,
Norma said, as she blinked up at me with her big brown eyes behind her glasses.
You probably already know what I'm going to say.
Well, let's just pretend I don't, I said with a smirk. Go ahead and tell me.
I love you, Miles Nelson,
Norma said as she pressed herself up against my chest.
I always have. Only until now, well... I never had the guts to tell you.
I think Russia was good for you, I said as I brushed her dark brown hair out of her face. I've been waiting for you to tell me that for a long-ass time, Norma.
Oh, yeah?
Norma grinned.
And what are you going to do about it now that I finally told you?
Oh, just this, I said. And then I leaned down to kiss the beautiful brunette. As soon as our lips met, I felt Norma's arms slip around my waist, and she went up on her tiptoes to deepen our kiss. Her lips tasted like honey and cinnamon, but it was too hard to focus on her lips at the same time that her firm breasts pressed up against my chest. As she pushed herself up against me even more, until my cock started to grow hard against her, the brunette ran her tongue across my lips and then slowly started to pull apart my lips with her teeth. I let her tongue begin to explore my mouth while I slid one hand up her waist toward the back of her lacy bra. I wanted to see her as much as I wanted to feel every part of her body. But before I could unhook her bra, Norma pulled back from our kiss, grabbed both my hands, and then steered me toward the bed.
Not so fast. I have something else in mind first.
Oh, well, then don't let me stop you, I said with a grin.
You should probably know something,
Norma said, as she pushed me down into a seat on the edge of the bed.
I'm, like, really good.
Oh, you sound pretty sure of yourself.
Well, I may not have a lot of experience, but I happen to know that I'm an average tantric master, so, you know, buckle up.
I grinned as Norma knelt in front of me and slowly began to run her hands up the inside of my legs. I only had on a pair of gym shorts that I'd slept in, so when her hands reached my thighs, she slipped her hands underneath my shorts and began to run them up toward my stiff cock. Just before she reached my shaft, Norma stopped and slid her hands back down my thighs, and then she lowered her head toward my cock instead. I groaned at how much I wanted her, but she still didn't take me in her mouth just yet. Instead, she just leaned forward so that she could kiss just beside my cock. And then she slowly brushed her lips back and forth across my shaft to drive me even more crazy. Then she rocked back on her heels, looked up at me with a smile, and grabbed the end of my shorts.
These need to come off, boss.
Oh, you're the boss right now. I laughed and then quickly slipped off my shorts and my shirt so that nothing stood in the way of whatever the beautiful brunette wanted to do to me. Norma bit her lip as she looked down at my stiff cock, but then she leaned forward again. Only she still didn't take me into her mouth. Instead, she pushed her tits against my shaft and massaged them up and down so I could feel every inch of her ample cleavage. She kept massaging her tits against my cock until I felt myself somehow grow even harder. And then finally, Norma lowered herself down a little more, ran her tongue around the tip of my shaft, and then swallowed my whole cock. Oh, fuck, I groaned. I couldn't believe she had taken my full length into her mouth all at once, but I immediately leaned my hands back on the bed so I could enjoy it. I felt Norma slide her lips up and down my shaft, but every time she went down, she gripped her lips a little tighter to increase the sensation, and every time she pulled back, she let her lips get a little looser so that I craved her mouth even more than I had before. She really was a fucking tantric master. Her tongue massaged the sides of my cock whenever she bobbed further down onto my shaft, but she also ran her tongue across my tip to tease me a little bit more, until all I could think about was how much I wanted to plunge my cock into her waiting pussy. Just when I thought I was going to lose my mind from how good it felt, Norma slid her lips off of my shaft and stood up in front of me. As she reached back to unhook her own bra, she swayed her hips back and forth. And then just as she let the bra fall to the floor, she leaned forward to shimmy her perfect tits in my face. I instantly grabbed her narrow waist and held her still so I could finally bury my face in her deep cleavage. Ooh, I massaged my tongue in between her tits, and then I slid one hand up to cup them, while I gently gripped one of her nipples in between my teeth, and then flicked my tongue back and forth across her sensitive skin. Norma moaned against me now, but she also slid her hands down toward her lacy red underwear and started to tug them off, even as she pushed her nipple deeper into my mouth. Her skin was warm and soft against my face, and all I wanted was just to run my tongue across every inch of her skin while her hands massaged every part of me. My brunette assistant slowly pulled herself away from me again, but this time it was just to pull her underwear off the rest of the way. She kicked the red lace over to the side of the room, raised her hands above her head, and then started to wiggle her hips back and forth to tease me. Goddamn, I murmured as I realized that I couldn't take my eyes off of her. Just below the spot where her stomach sloped down toward her narrow slit, there was a small triangle of dark brown hair, and even though I let my gaze slide all up and down the brunette's curves, my eyes kept going back to her waiting pussy.
So,
Norma said with a smile,
how much do you want me?
So much that you better get your ass over here before I pick you up myself.
Is that a threat or a promise?
Norma bit her lip. But then the brunette turned around and wiggled her hips toward me again. This time she lowered her firm ass down toward my stiff cock, reached back to grab my shaft to help guide me inside her, and then slowly inched her legs open enough to straddle me and take the tip of my shaft into her slick entrance. My brunette was so wet for me that even though she was tight as fuck, my cock still slid a few inches into her before she had to slow down and pull back out. Then she began to raise and lower herself off of my lap, so every time she sank back down, she took a little more of me inside her narrow tunnel, until finally my cock plunged all the way into her.
Oh, how is it possible for you to feel this good?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
Oh, fuck. You're spreading me wide open. Oh, I love it.
Norma's legs quivered against mine, but she still raised and lowered herself off of my cock before she settled fully onto my lap. Then she pushed herself even further down onto me. And when I was deeper inside her than I thought was possible, she started to grind her hips against my pelvis. As she grinded against me, my brunette assistant tightened and relaxed her narrow tunnel around my shaft so that I could feel every smooth ridge inside her. I felt one wave of pleasure after another wash over me, and even though I hadn't come yet, it almost felt like every time she tightened her muscles around me, it was just a preview of the climax that was going to come later. When Norma's breaths started to come a little faster, she didn't keep going at the same pace. Instead, she instantly slowed down and began to move her hips against mine in a little figure-eight motion until her breathing became steadier again. Weren't you about to come? I murmured as I reached one hand around to gently stroke her clit.
Yeah, but the thing about tantric sex is you really want to delay orgasm as much as possible.
Oh, yeah? I grinned as my thumb massaged all around her clit without actually touching it.
Because then, when we come at the same time, just once, it'll be this super crazy build-up. Just trust me.
Whatever you say, I whispered in her ear, and then I let my hand glide down to barely graze the top of her lips.
But shit, you're making this fucking hard, Miles.
Well, it's only fair. After all, you make me so fucking hard for you.
Maybe we should change positions.
Norma moaned as her legs trembled against me a little bit more. Just say the word. I whispered and then started to kiss the side of her neck. The beautiful brunette pushed herself up off my lap and whirled around, so I immediately scooted back, and she crawled onto the bed to join me.
I want to try something. Get into a cross-legged position.
Once I was in position, my brunette assistant climbed into my lap, wrapped her legs around my waist, and pressed her hands into the bed to hold herself up above my cock. Then as soon as we were both comfortable, she lowered herself down onto my hard shaft and locked her legs even tighter around my waist so that she was seated cross-legged on top of me. I felt the firm muscles of her ass relax against my lap as she let my cock slide all the way into her tight tunnel. I buried my face in between her breasts at first, but the more she lowered herself down onto me, the lower her cleavage moved, until she just pressed her full tits up against my chest. Her pussy felt so good around my cock that I couldn't imagine how much longer either one of us could last. But every time I felt like I might explode, Norma made some small change that felt so good that I forgot all about my climax for a minute. One time, she massaged her hands up my back, along either side of my spine, and the pressure made a wave of tension release and wash over me in a little burst of pleasure. Then another time, she started to rock her tunnel from side to side, instead of from front to back, and the different angle made me groan and grip her ass even tighter. Then finally, Norma slid one hand into my hair and used her other hand to push her glasses up her nose. She bit her lip as she smiled at me, and then she started to tighten and release her tunnel faster and faster, while she still continued to slide up and down my cock.
I want us to come together. Oh, I want you to come deep inside of me. I want you to fill me up, Miles. Will you fill me up to the brim?
Oh, fuck, yes.
Then, on the count of three, one.
She raised herself up until my cock almost slid out of her, but she tightened her pussy so much at the last second that it gripped the tip of my shaft like she had just wrapped her mouth around it.
Two.
She moaned, and this time she slowly started to slide her tunnel back down onto my shaft. Three. I growled, just as my full length plunged all the way into the beautiful brunette. Norma gasped as she flung her head back.
Oh, Miles!
While she cried out my name, I grasped my assistant by her shoulders and pulled her down even harder onto my cock as I finally let my own climax wash over me. I felt my cum erupt from the tip of my shaft in a wave. But even as I let it fill up the beautiful brunette, I felt a second wave shoot into her, and then a third. As I filled her tight tunnel up, Norma just arched her back as she crested from the wave of one orgasm to another until she couldn't even scream anymore, and instead she just gasped for breath. When our climaxes both began to mellow and subside, Norma collapsed forward in my lap and buried her face in the side of my neck. She rocked her hips a little back and forth, just to make sure that she milked every last bit of cum out. And then she finally pushed herself up again to look at me.
So, what did you think?
You know damn well what I thought. That was incredible, Norma.
Well, we waited long enough that I thought we should go all out.
No, you mean like full tantric sex? I grinned.
Yeah.
Norma said with a little blush.
Now I think there's just one more thing I want to do right now.
No. Well, don't let me stop you. The curvy brunette pushed herself off my lap so she could reposition herself. But almost as soon as my cock slipped out of her dripping pussy, she leaned forward to lick up the last of my cum from my tip. When she had swallowed every bit of it, she leaned back, ran her hand across her narrow slit to collect a little more of my cream, and then sucked her fingers clean while she moaned. Then Norma just collapsed back onto the sheets and tugged me down beside her. I wrapped my arms around her shoulder and pulled her closer, and she happily sighed and leaned her head on my chest. I almost couldn't believe that after all the time we had known each other, we had actually finally fucked. But even though we had just done it, I was already thinking about how much I wanted to do it again. Norma had finally figured out just how powerful she was, and that meant she finally had the confidence that she needed to be as badass as I knew she could be. Of course, I had known that she was in love with me since the day I hired her, but I had also known that she would never make a move until she was more sure of herself. Before my assistant had gone to Russia, she had always compared herself negatively to the other gorgeous women that I surrounded myself with, but she had finally realized that she didn't have to try to be like Penumbra or Elizabeth. She just had to be Norma, and that was more than fucking enough. Hey, Norma.
Hmm?
I'm pretty fond of you too, you know, I said with a smirk.
Yeah, I know,
Norma said, and rolled over to prop herself up on her elbow.
And guess what else I know?
I'm sure you'll tell me.
I know that you can't wait to get your hands on Incubus's DNA. In fact, I know that you've already started to make plans for how you want to tweak it, and that now that I just blew your mind, you want to head straight back to the cellar and start working.
You see right through me.
It's not a bad thing. You just always want to be the best at everything. And that's something that I find really... Well, it's just really hot, okay?
Well, then why don't you come down to the cellar and help me?
You mean so I can watch you work and get all turned on again?
The beautiful brunette replied with a smile. Well, I sure as hell wouldn't say no to that.
Then let's go, boss. Oh, I should probably clean up first. Going to be hard to splice DNA when your DNA is dripping out of my pussy.
If you have to. But put the lingerie back on. It's a good look.
Will do.
Norma said with a wink. While Norma went to get cleaned up, I headed down to the cellar and found that Elizabeth was already down there with Eileen. The black-haired superheroine was seated on a work table beside my robotic assistant, while Eileen moved back and forth between several different workstations to perform the various projects that I had assigned to her.
Where have you been?
Elizabeth smiled, but then she narrowed her gaze.
Wait, did you... I saw Norma when she got here, but then I didn't see her after that, so did you... Oh, Miles, did she finally...
Yep, I said with a grin.
That's awesome!
My gorgeous girlfriend said as she hopped down from the table and strode over to greet me.
Oh, it's about damn time. I couldn't agree with you more.
Norma said as she exited the elevator.
And I didn't think you would mind sharing him, Dynamo. Not at all. I might have been a little jealous of other women when Miles and I first started dating, but it didn't take me long to realize that a powerful man like Miles can have as many women as he wants to, because he has more than enough stamina to satisfy every one of us. You can say that again.
I'm glad we're all on the same page, I said with a smirk. So, where's this famous arm that I've heard so much about?
I have already extracted the DNA from Incubus's tissue sample,
Eileen said.
But the arm is here, if you would like to view it.
Definitely, I said, and went to look at the refrigerated glass case on one of Eileen's workstations. Norma had clearly done a great job, both when she hacked off the arm and when she preserved it. She had made a clean cut at the elbow and must have quickly wiped up all the blood. So now the arm looked so clean that it damn near looked artificial. There was a small incision close to the wrist that Eileen must have made to extract a tissue sample, but otherwise the arm was pretty unremarkable. It was hard to believe that this arm was going to be what finally gave me victory over Optimo, but I couldn't wait to fucking use it. Have you combined it with Optimo's synthetic DNA yet?
Not yet, Creator,
Eileen replied.
I knew that you wished to adjust it first, so that you would be able to absorb and keep as many superpowers as possible.
Absolutely. I want to use it to make Optimo's powers stick to me permanently, but I also want to be able to use it to absorb other powers later, too.
Then you won't be limited like Incubus was. You'll be able to take and use as many powers as you want to.
Fuck yeah, I will. So, let's make sure I can adjust it before we combine it with Optimo's, and then we can take it from there.
Speaking of Optimo, should we be worried that we probably left some DNA of our own behind us at Warden's Corp?
Nah, I said as I bent over the workstation beside Eileen. I'm pretty sure that we didn't leave behind anything incriminating, thanks to our gloves and everything.
But if you did?
Eileen asked.
Are you still not worried?
Nope. We're almost ready to go head-to-head with Optimo, so I really don't care if he knows that we broke into Warden's Corp and killed the Chambers brothers.
So, does that mean Penumbra can come back now? Since we don't have to try to throw Optimo off our trail anymore?
Yep. Well, why don't you text her and tell her to get her cute little ass back to Pinnacle City as soon as she can?
Oh, she'll be so excited.
My girlfriend said with a smile.
She has texted me every 2 minutes since she's been gone. About what? Literally everything.
Elizabeth said as she rolled her eyes.
What she's eating, what we're eating, what she's watching, what she's waiting to watch with us, what she's thinking, how much she misses Miles, and on and on. Oh, that's sweet.
While Elizabeth texted Penumbra the good news, Eileen and I worked together to tweak Incubus's DNA sample. We had to change it so that it would do what I wanted it to, but then we also had to change it to make sure that it would bond with my unique genetic sequence. That took longer than almost anything, but after a few hours passed, we were able to put it on the cooker. Then all we had to do was wait until it finished, combine it with Optimo's DNA, and inject it into me. I knew that as soon as everything was ready, Eileen would make the final mixture of my DNA, mixed with Optimo's and Incubus's, and then I would just have to test it all out before I forced a showdown with the smug superhero. But there was still plenty to do in the meantime, and the first thing I wanted to do was get some lunch. I had really worked up an appetite upstairs with Norma, but I had put off the thought of food until I had taken a look at the sample from Incubus. Now that I knew everything was underway, I told Eileen to take a break, so she and my two women followed me onto the elevator and up to my kitchen. Norma made us all club sandwiches, except for Eileen, of course, and I would have sworn that I had never had a better sandwich in my life. But when I was only halfway done, my beautiful android reached over and laid her hand on my arm in a very human-like gesture.
I have just found Captain Youth,
Eileen announced.
I have been monitoring all his addresses from the files that you and Dynamo found, and I have just received an alert on his location.
Fucking perfect, I said as I dropped the other half of my sandwich. Where is he?
Oh, shit. You mean you want to go, like, right now?
Hell yes.
You don't want to wait for Penumbra?
Nah. This guy's supposed to be friendly. And even if he isn't, his only power is anti-aging.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can take him. So then?
Elizabeth's turquoise eyes went wide.
So then, if we get his DNA like we want, then...
Then I can fucking live forever, I said with a grin. So suit up. We've got work to do.